Morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you today. Hope everybody is having a great Labor Day. And we do have a special guest in studio from Coffeyville Community College. We have Yvonne Hall. Good morning, Yvonne. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day to you as well. And just kind of an update for everybody. You guys are open today, correct?
That is correct. We are open today. Classes are in session. Drove by the parking lot here on the way here, and it was full, so that's good. Means our students didn't go home, so we're excited about that.
Or sleep in.
Well, I don't know about the sleeping in, but they are on campus, so that's a good thing. That's the first step. So, yes, we are open. Normally, we are not open for Labor Day, but with our condensed schedule, we have made the decision to be open today. That way, we can get through this semester and then release early. So as most folks know, November 20th will be our last day for students. And so that's why we are open today.
Got a few things going on, and we've been talking about this project going on, and it's kind of like, you're working with in conjunction with the with ICC. It's the Growing Rural Business Seminar, correct?
Correct. We are super excited to be able to partner with ICC on this project. It's an entrepreneurial certificate, business certificate that you can take. There are 8 classes. There is a fee involved with that, but you can go to our website and check out the information. There's information there, or you can also go to the Fab Lab ICC website and check that out as well. But it's going to be a great partnership. There's 4 classes will be offered in Independence at the Fab Lab, and then 4 classes will be offered on the CCC campus in the Oak Room. So super excited about that. And anyone who is looking to potentially start a business, or they currently have a business and just want to know a little more, then this would be a great program to get involved in.
So still got time to register for that. It starts this Thursday. The first 4 classes will be at ICC, then the last 4 classes will be at CCC. So you guys kind of working together. It's good to see that.
And correct. Then, and those classes are on Thursday evenings.
Okay, it's Thursday evening. So again, yep, that starts this Thursday. So you still do have time to register, though, for that. It'll be a great program. Your second 8 weeks classes, well, it's kind of hard to believe, but they'll be starting on October 1st.
I know. So if you maybe were not quite ready to get into the school year in August, then don't worry, it's not too late. We have a second set of 8-week classes starting on October 1st, and we would be more than happy to visit with you about your educational journey, try to figure out, maybe you just need one class, maybe you need several classes, or maybe you've decided you want to change and go a different path, then we would be more than happy to visit.
I changed majors several times.
It seems to be the norm. Not everyone knows what they want to be when they grow up. And so we would be more than happy to visit with you about that opportunity. And then, but classes do start on October 1st. So come on in and give us a shout and let us help you figure it out.
That's the earliest that you started 8 weeks before it, hasn't it? Because of letting school out for Thanksgiving and then just being done for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I believe it is a little earlier than normal. Yes, that is correct.
All right. And also, speaking of coming up in the spring, well, the Red Ravens Athletics will be kicking off with basketball and then football in March.
I know. So the spring sport dates, that's easy for us to say. Spring sport dates have been established by the conference. And so if you would like to know when any of the Ravens teams are playing, then go to our redravenathletics.com website and check them out and make sure that you start getting them on your calendar now. It's going to be a full spring of activities and opportunities to see some great athletics.
Absolutely. Usually basketball, I do believe, starts near the end of November, but you know, they've cut out a lot of the non-conference games, mainly playing conference games. So we'll start in January for basketball, and then for football, they will be starting on March 28th, but that game will be on the road. Actually, the first three games, I do believe, are on the road before they return home. And the home games this year, you know, not on Saturday like they usually are. A lot of them are going to be on Sunday this year.
That is correct. That is correct. It could be kind of fun, actually. Yeah. I'm kind of excited.
Kind of like the pros.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be a different feel. We'll have... You'll have to choose, in some instances, you'll have to choose which event you want to go to, but it's going to be a great season. So
I'm guessing that's why a lot of the games are on Sundays, because I know the basketball team usually right. plays on Saturdays. That way, not both things are going on at the same time. That way, people can go to both if they would like to.
That's correct. But we do have some that are overlapping. We got some volleyball and some basketball and soccer that will be happening at the same time. So maybe some softball and baseball thrown in there too. So it's going to get an interesting spring for sure.
It's going to be a lot of fun, especially if you love some Red Ravens sports. There'll be a lot of it out there for you to check out.
That's right.
And then coming up here, we got the 10 poster teaching from the Smithsonian about women's suffrage.
Yeah, that's kind of a cool. It's not as big as what you know, I thought it was when I first heard about it. But there is a great exhibit up in our library in Weinberg Hall in the Russell H. Graham Library that is a 10 poster exhibit from the Smithsonian, and it covers women's suffrage. So it is a teaching poster exhibit. So, but if you're interested and you want to see some great information, then you're more than welcome to come on campus and check out the Russell H. Graham Library and just walk around and enjoy the information that's on the posters.
So, yeah, it's I've heard about that. And I mean, I may have to go over there as well, because I'm always wanting to learn every day. I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, you want to learn something new every day. And that's something I may have to get over there and check out for myself as well.
Well, and then you may also check out, you may learn how great our library is. And then also we have the Raven's Roost, which is down below. So you could stop and get a Starbucks coffee and some food and, you know, just enjoy, check out some magazines and just relax. So
exactly. So it's a good thing. And then last thing is the Ravens Sports Drive, correct?
That is correct. This is a new thing. I don't know if Brad has been on to visit with you guys or not. Brad Weber is our sports information director. And, you know, last year he did the 3-minute chat with coaches. We've done coffee with coaches before, but this year he's taking it a little further. The interviews are longer, and it's an actual interview with each of our coaches, and we're calling it the Ravens Sports Drive. And so you can watch the recorded sessions on our YouTube channel, which is redraventv.com. And just check out and see what the coaches are saying. He's already started. He's got a couple of them out there already. I know he was talking to athletic director and head football coach Jeff Liker about the spring season for all of the athletics and then also for football. So that's a great interview. And he's got a couple of others out there, and he's working on some more. So be sure to check it out. It's the Ravens Sports Drive, and it's a new thing that we're doing this year, and we're pretty excited about it.
You said the YouTube channel is Red Raven TV,
correct? Yes, Red Raven TV.com.
Now, that's also the same channel where you can watch the basketball and football games on, correct?
Absolutely. That we partner with you guys.
Right. So we give you the audio and you guys have the video, and we just kind of put that together. And I do believe you can go back and watch old games
as well
if you would like to.
That's right. So if you're having withdrawals this fall and you want to watch some sports this fall, then yeah, you can go to our YouTube channel and check out Red Raven TV and get some highlights, catch up on what we did last year, and start preparing for this year.
Absolutely. You'll hear myself and Matt Jordan for football. You'll hear Connor Harbert doing basketball. Everybody doing a great job. And if you're having withdrawals, there you go. You can watch some Red Raven sports. Well, Yvonne, I do appreciate you coming in today Didn't expect you today because I didn't know you guys were going to be in today. But yeah, like you said, you're trying to get as many days in before so you guys can release early, because usually you would not be in today, correct?
That's correct, because it's a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
But since we're working, you know, if we're working, then I might as well come in for my radio show. Otherwise, I'd be sleeping right now. But it's all good. So.
Hey, no, it's all good. We love having you in the first of every Monday. So, again, be sure to head on over. Before we let you go, if anybody has any questions, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can call me at 252-7095, or you can also email at hull.yvonne@coffeeville.edu, and that's hull.yvonne@coffeeville.edu. If you're interested in classes, then you can always email our recruiter, chrisc@coffeeville.edu, or you can email our student success @coffeeville.edu.
All right. Well, Yvonne, again, thank you so much for coming in today. Yep. We really do appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks.
We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back at the top of the hour, we will have Sandy Minardi with the Sandman Financial Show. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF on this absolutely beautiful start to this Labor Day.